12.
Present. And can you state your name for the record? Dave, how do you say your last name? Okay, how old are you?
I am 18.
18. Okay. You're currently in college?
Yeah.
Okay. What college are you attending? Okay. Can you raise your right hand for me? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yeah.
Okay. If you could tell me from the beginning how you met, I know you have some information, and we are conducting an investigation. We were here last night, spoke with your mom and dad. If you can just start from the beginning as how you met him and how it came about.
I met him through my...
Okay. How long ago was that?
It's kind of about almost a year ago.
Okay. Okay.
And, I went there once with her. And she gave him a massage, and then she asked me if I wanted to do it, and then I did it, or whatever, and then after that, like, she kind of scared me when I went there, so I just decided not to go back.
Okay. The first time you went with him, did you go upstairs with him?
No, I stayed down in the kitchen.
Okay. Did he tell you that, what was entailed as to what had to be done?
Well, she said that the first time you go, it's just like a massage. And she said, like, well, the more you go, it's supposedly, like, the more he expects and starts flirting with girls, and that's what, like, kind of scared me.
Okay. I've interviewed other girls, and they've told me pretty much the same thing about the massage, but there's more to that. More to the massage. Okay? That's why I didn't want Mom to be in here. And you can talk to me about anything. Okay, like I said, I've interviewed other people already who have told me what really transpired in that room. I know it's going to be difficult for you, but...
Well, the first time I went there, I gave him a massage. And he was just, like, asking a lot of questions. He seemed, like, really nice. And then, like, he kept, like, staring at me and stuff. And then, like, I was giving him a massage. And then he just kept looking at me. And he was like, oh, you're being shy. And I was like, yeah, and he's like, you feel uncomfortable, and I was like, yeah, a little bit, and he's like, okay, and he's like, well, do you want to stop, and I was like, no, it's okay, and he's like, why are you, like, you're being shy, and I was like, oh, I don't know, and then he, like, changed the subject, and he started talking about other things, and then when he was done, he said that, like, if I wanted to come back and do more, then he would, like, pay me more, and then I would just have to talk to him, and I could come back.
Okay. What kind of questions did he ask you as you were massaging him?
He was asking me about, it was a year ago, I don't remember everything, but
right.
He was just asking me, if I had any friends that might want to give him a massage, and I said I didn't know. And then he asked me about, like, what I wanted to do when I grew up, and just, like, stuff like that, and I asked him what he did, and he said he was, like, a scientist. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did he ever ask you how old you were?
No.
No. Did he know that you were 17?
No.
Well, it would have been 16 if it was a year ago, right?
It was like almost a year ago. I didn't know I was 17.
Okay. During the massage, were you naked? Or
no, I was
naked. You had all your clothes on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did he touch you in any way?
He was, like, kind of, like, leaning towards it, but then I was, like, he could tell I was shy, so I think that's why he didn't call. But I heard about other girls that he just got, like, so close with them, and he made them take off their clothes and stuff.
Okay. That was the first time you went, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and that was the second time that I was given massage. The first time I went.
Okay, so you went upstairs with...
I was just in the kitchen.
You were in the kitchen. That was, so you only had two times that you went there.
Yeah.
The first time, you didn't do anything but just sit in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Who did you sit in the kitchen with?
He had a cook that was there, and he had, there was like two other girls that left to live with him.
Okay. Did you massage his back? Was he naked when you were massaging him?
Yeah, he had like a towel on his upper, he was naked, but he had like a towel on
him. Okay. Did he ever remove that towel?
No.
When you were massaging him, he never removed
no.
the towel? Did you, did he have you touch his private area?
No, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that? Okay. Did he touch you in your private area?
No.
No.
He kept, like, staring at me and, like, I don't know. I just felt really uncomfortable when I was. But I heard other stories that, like...
Right. I'm concerned with you. I know about other stories, and I've interviewed other people who have told me different things. That's why I'm trying to find out what happened to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're the victim in this, so that's why I'm trying to find out what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Who took you upstairs to the room?
This girl that worked with him.
Tell you anything? Did she say anything?
Mm-hmm. There was a massage table and she was laid a towel down and she said that Jeffrey will be out for some time.
Okay. Have you received any massage training?
No.
No. I have that.
Mm-hmm.
Was that one of the two girls that was in the kitchen with you?
Yeah.
Did you ever go back to his house?
Well, I just went back to him
right,
after that.
After that, you've never come back? You've never gone back? How much did you receive for the massage?
$200.
You received $200. Did he explain to you what was going to be involved?
Well, she said the first time you go there, you pretty much just give them the size, but the more you go there, the more you expect. So, that's what kind of scared me.
That's what scared you?
She said when you more expected, she was individually saying.
She didn't say exactly what it said.
What did you?
She implied that, you know, it was taking her clothes off and stuff like that.
You didn't remove any of your clothing?
Yeah.
What were you wearing? Can you remember?
I don't know. It was a long time ago. Not exactly. I don't want to tell you.
I know. And I know you already told your mom what happened.
Yeah.
And like I said, I know this is hard for you, but...
I just don't want my name to
know. Don't worry. You're not the only person I've talked to. There's a lot of people that I've talked to and I'm going to talk to. How did you get to his house?
It
took you the first time and you sat in the kitchen.
Yeah.
What about the second time?
The second time I drove and she came up to me.
Oh, you drove?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it you drive?
I used to have a Cavalier.
A Cavalier. What color?
Red.
Can you describe to me what Mr. Epstein looks like? Jeffrey looks like?
He's tall and he has like grayish black hair. And then he was really wears like glasses and he has blue eyes.
Okay. When you massage and you massage his back area?
Yeah. And I did his feet too.
And his feet. Okay, do you do his legs?
Yeah, like his calves.
His calves. His thigh area?
Yeah.
His chest area?
No.
No. Can you describe what his body looks like?
And he's not fat, but he's not like thin. He's just like normal, like average.
Yeah. Average, okay. Is he hairy? Is he not hairy?
A little bit.
A little bit. He's got hair on his back?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about hair on his chest? You don't remember? Okay. So he did not touch you inappropriately? No. Did he, masturbate?
No.
Do you know what masturbate means?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you tell me what it means? Just so I know, so you know. Okay. I have to make sure you understand what it means. Okay, I know it's difficult. I know. He didn't touch himself while you were massaging him? No. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. I mean, I've heard of other stories that he would say. And, I mean, I don't think it's very, like, appropriate or surprising.
Right. There are a lot of people that I've been talking to, about your age and a couple younger than you. So that's the part that I have serious problems with.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
Did you see any other, when you were there, you said you saw two girls in the kitchen. The second time you went, you only. Was there any other girls there?
Yeah, there were two girls.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there was some trouble with him or whatever.
Okay. All right, well, at this time, I'm going to conclude the statement. It's 11:45 a.m.